Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started. Does this time of year bring you stress? Of course it does. But what if you have grief on top of it? You know, Dana, we've had many celebrations together, and they change over time because your family changes, dynamics, things, people move, people cross over. There's just a lot.
Keep people out of your life. Sorry. We've had a little of that.
Yeah, we've had some things, but you know, if you've had a lot of changes in your life, mm-hmm. when it comes to then the holiday season, you're seeing all these words plastered everywhere, you know, joy, peace. And you're like, what the F?
You kick people out.
And then you're looking at spending time with people that maybe you still mm-hmm. have some tension with, or right. you're spending all this money mm-hmm. and what do people want? And things are not cheap anymore. So I think this time of year can be really difficult for a lot of people, especially in our line of work of people that have lost loved ones. Mm-hmm. This may be the first year, even the second year can be even more difficult, and where everyone has a different idea what they want to do during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So maybe we want to do the same thing we've always done. And someone goes, no, I gotta shake it up. I gotta do something different. And so we want to go through and give some ideas because I think there's an overload. Mm-hmm. They actually call it grief brain. Did you know that they have something, a term called grief brain, where your brain can't really function? So if you're a person out there that's going through a job change, a move, a loss of a loved one, a divorce, anything like that, you may be having grief brain mm-hmm. and it's like a fog. So, you know, we used to be able to blame it on menopause or, you know, hormones or whatever. But now there's a term called
another term.
Just blame it on something else. But a lot of it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the holiday season. So can you walk away with having some sort of management in trying to handle the holidays in a better intention? And we can't control, because you can't control everybody else or what people are looking for. Right. But how do you manage yourself to have a really good outcome for this? And maybe letting other people know, because maybe they're in the same place, like, well, we don't know what to do with the situation. And I know I've gone through a lot of grief. So have you. And we've changed our holidays. You and I have tried to put in new things that we've created because we have, a past that we said, okay, let's do it a little differently.
Yeah.
So that's what
I still... I mean, we have grandkids now, but someday we'll go on a cruise for
go for far, far away.
We'll go high. Spend any e-coins.
So if you haven't heard the term e-coins, we have a podcast that talks about energy coins, how much energy we spend on stress or things that we can't control, and how many times we have the friends and relatives and the situations that come into our lives that we just can react, and sometimes there's so much energy spent prior to even the event, you know, the dinner or the holiday and the celebrations. And I think for some people, they're not being called celebrations. And I think if we can get some tools that you can walk away with some good insight, feeling like, hey, I did something that I wanted to do. I wasn't mm-hmm. just bouncing around off of other people. You're going to feel hopefully better about these holidays.
Yeah. I think a lot of these that did... you're going to talk about our kind of life tool stuff, but from a spiritual perspective too, is like, how do you maintain your, if you're trying to have peace and calm, or, you know, like
all the songs and the stories say,
yeah. Yeah. Peace on earth, will joy.
Yeah. All spring and joy. You're seeing these words splattered and you just, you know, wow, you know, some anger can come up. So, you know, and you're having people that are, you know, wishing you, you know, the holiday, whatever season that you're, yeah, or what holiday you're celebrating this time of year, but it's looking at it to bring yourself the joy. And especially if you've had a loved one in the last couple of years pass and you're trying to figure out how to honor and bring them. And I know for me, some of my husband's side of the family all celebrated Christmas and the holidays, and it's a big deal, right? Not my family, obviously, but that family. And so
Family wasn't, because of your
the religion. We didn't celebrate the holidays. Yeah.
Their
Their religion. And so holidays for me was like, oh, whatever, let's have some fun. Well, I'll take on the tradition. And then when their traditions I took on, and it was great. And when my kids were still young, I wanted to continue those traditions. But after his passing, I wanted to do something completely different. And I've heard people do this, where we have a student that said, you know, I don't want to have Thanksgiving at home making this dinner. I want to go out and do something
different.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You can go and do whatever. And it might be just one year that you do that, or you do it different years. And I remember having, especially Thanksgiving, I would have a lot of single people that didn't have family in town, or they didn't have a spouse or children in town. And so I said, come on over. I would feed them, and it made it great. And everyone brought things. And I have some tips on that holiday as well. So it's, think about, what is it that you want? And do you want simplicity? Do you want to not bring stress? Do you want the family to come together and take away a lot of stress and gray hair and
leftovers?
Leftovers. let them go. So bottom line is, you want to know how to manage it. And not everyone, like, let's say you have kids or relatives on both sides and friends that say, no, we want to do the same thing. And you're thinking, I don't think I can go through that again. Mm-hmm. I can't take myself through that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you backing out of what everyone else is doing in your family. So give yourself permission to say,
hell no.
Hell no. Well, we have one friend that's going on a cruise. She goes, I don't want to deal with all of this stuff right now.
Right, the family drama they have. Yeah.
And why not? Why can't you celebrate the way you desire? And I think that's the first thing to allow yourself to know is, if you're saying, oh, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I can take this many days and sleepovers and food in that situation. And I think people take on a lot of guilt and shame, thinking that they have to do what's been done before. So the first thing is, give yourself permission to say, what do you really want to do? And if it means that you're already stressed about it and thinking about it and talking about it, then rewrite your history. It is your life, and you have the rights to do something different. If it's regarding someone has passed, and this might be the first holiday season, and you have family members, talk to them, you know, maybe send an email or text, or talk to them, however you guys communicate, and put out there, why don't we do something different this year? Or what were you guys thinking? And I think part of that is getting everyone to marinate or think about it before you say, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're hosting, you have a lot of say, but you have guests coming and you don't want more bow because there's already tension in the family. And maybe the first thing is, throw some ideas out, because they're like, what do you mean we're going to do something different? This is what I've been planning on. Some people like consistency, especially after there's been a major change. They want to know everything is very familiar. So if you're thinking, I don't know if I can do that, I don't think I can go that path, then create some ideas. And I wrote some down that people can think about doing. And it doesn't have to be over the top. It can be something as simple as doing something for the loved one. Maybe it might be volunteering or donating to a charity instead. It might be everyone coming together and planting a tree, or donating something in honor of someone that has passed versus everyone spending money and things like that. Perhaps it's not doing the traditional dinner. So if for Thanksgiving you're doing the turkey, and at Christmas you're doing ham or whatever, what are you thinking? Do lasagna.
It all just sounds so boring right now.
I'm thinking, you know, do a different country. Yeah, do a different country. You know, maybe it's Italian, or it's Chinese, or it's sushi, whatever.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and bring in something different that really changes it up, and allowing everyone to, you know, bring something of that culture or that tradition that could be a benefit. Mm-hmm. I think people are afraid to kind of make a change. Like, well, why would we do that? Because we get in that comfort.
I want my turkey and my stuffing.
Yeah. And you know, it's good.
And that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It is okay. But what do you want to do about that period of time? And then if you start doing new traditions, it doesn't mean that you're not including your loved one, or that the past of your life, so say you moved or you got divorced, it doesn't mean your past is horrible. What you're saying is, this is a new phase in your life, a new chapter. A new book. And so you're honoring where you are and what's happening to your life. Mm-hmm. And what's really great is that it can change again. Maybe one year you do something, you're like, well, that didn't really turn out the way I desired. Mm-hmm. So then maybe you'll do something the following year. And I think too, it's important for everyone to have the gratitude. I think we have taken that out of the holidays, where we just, what are we buying? What are we doing? Who's coming? What are we wearing? Instead of thinking about the whole year and what are we blessed with. And I know sometimes I don't do that, you know, just we're going through the motions. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see you appreciate me every single day. You know, that's what I'm saying right here. Well, stress and money can be any time of year, but you put that on top of the holidays when there's already quite a bit. And if there's travel involved and weather changes and things like that. So I was coming up with some ideas to kind of help shift what people are thinking when it comes to holiday giving again. I know one year with my son, he wanted to do the elephant.
The white elephant.
The white elephant. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of fun because you're making it, you're like, what are you going to get out of your house? And some people have cleaned out their house. So how do they find something that's, you know, to give away?
We tried to do a Secret Santa one year.
that didn't go well. Like I said, sometimes it goes really well. Somebody decided.
And we were supposed to tell everybody. I don't know.
I know. We didn't do very well at that one. But sometimes I'm not good at taking directions.
It was hysterical.
But if you feel like that is something you don't want to do by giving actually a store purchase gift, you know, find out what you're good at. Maybe mm-hmm. it's making some meals for somebody or helping them with a home project and saying, mm-hmm. this is what, you know, I'm going to give you this gift. If I'm going to come over and help mm-hmm. you with this project, I know that's been bothering you. I think we feel like that is important.
Yeah. I go there too with holidays. Like, I'm like, it's so commercialized. I go into that space of why do I have to go shopping for thousands of dollars worth of stuff to give somebody when that's not the
intention and purpose.
Intention of the holiday and the gratitude is mm-hmm. being thankful for each other is. And not that I'm not stingy, I'm generous.
You always give me good gifts. You do. You buy me good gifts.
But it's just the whole commercialized piece of it. I do struggle with that. Mm-hmm. So talking about the spending, which I know we do. Yeah.
And I think too, it's everyone can use help, but people are not always willing to ask for help because they know everyone's busy. I mean, we're all busy these days. And so 100 years ago, you know, people helped their neighbors out. It was just a normal thing that your neighbor needed help. So you would go over and help them out. And now we don't do that. So if you have a friend or family member that you know that they need some repairs at their home or furniture, or they need some errands done, or they can
their driveway shoveled since I don't like to go out in the snow anymore.
Right after, you know, my husband died, I had neighbors that came over and shoveled my driveway, and they didn't tell me who it was, and I found out later who a couple of them were, and that was just huge. It brought tears to my eyes because it was people that thought beyond, oh, I'm really sorry for your loss. They went a step further and said, you know, did something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't make a big deal about it. But for me, it was huge, huge. And I look at different situations where people, maybe they just don't have time to make hot meals and they have small kids, or maybe they are, you know, single and younger or older, excuse me.
And their grandmothers with three children like us.
Right now, if you look at someone that's older, maybe they don't feel like they can make meals for themselves because it's just one person or something. So freeze up some small meals that they can have something healthy, and they are going to be, it's going to be helpful for them. Mm-hmm. And it comes from the heart. Some other things too. If you've had a loss of a loved one, then make some photos. Maybe it would be a slideshow on that family member and giving some stories. Mm-hmm. It could be recording a favorite story about that loved one and giving it as a gift. We don't think about those things.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I know some people have done those Build-A-Bear, but you can get different animals at mm-hmm. Build-A-Bear, and you can record a message in there. So you record that story. Mm-hmm. Or you take that person's voice and put it in that bear or whatever stuffed animal you get. That can be a great memory for somebody as well. There's so many ideas you can give for a person that is lost a loved one. It's a good memory. And those things to me carry so much more weight than having to go buy a present that you think that they may desire. Yeah. I know it's different with kids. We want to continue some of those traditions. We want to have them be able to enjoy the holidays is the way your family has done in traditions, but find some different things. One of the things that I did years ago, and I love what I've done with this. I think I've shared it with you a few times. I used to fix Thanksgiving dinner usually all the time, and I loved doing it, but it can be overwhelming and people are coming into the kitchen going, what do you need? What do you need? And I thought, this is not success. Mm-hmm. Nothing good happening. Well, now you do a lot of
like 50 questions.
Yeah. 50 questions. And they'd come to, and you're like, I can't stop where I am. So what I did is I wrote a list of what needed to be done, from, you know, the can of olives to water on the table to coffee after dinner, everything. And I would put them on the refrigerator, mm-hmm. but I would put their name next to it.
Yeah.
So this would be done like a day ahead of time. And I told everybody, I put your name next to the item that needed to be done. And whether that was, you know, anything from cutting the pie to helping clear the table to putting the rolls on or butter, whatever it was. And they would know, they'd come and look to what their responsibilities were. And I didn't have to say anything, and everything got done. And if the next item needed to be done and they weren't doing it, someone else would say, hey, you're up, you know, mm-hmm. and it made it such a great way to get things done. I wasn't exhausted. Everyone felt like they were participating, and that became our tradition. And now we got to bring it back, I think.
Oh, I have to make a list for everybody, is what you're telling me.
Well, you know, it's a lot, because you're trying to remember, and everyone's talking, and everyone's socializing, and there's kids around and animals, things like that. And it just simplified everything. I think I channeled Martha Stewart. I think that's a Martha. No, it's not. But, you know, you think about that. Just put it on there. Everyone go look. Things got done. And if someone wasn't doing their part, they would go, hey, you know, grandpa, whoever. And they would, you know, go in there and do their part. And it wasn't, it just made it easy with everybody there. And I know for some, everyone brings different food and things like that to someone's home. And that can be great. And then the other thing is, everyone bring their Tupperware or plastic bowls with them, so you can take stuff home, mm-hmm. pre-plan that. Because we tell that with our kids, mm-hmm. you know, bring your stuff to take stuff home. But I think the biggest thing is to create a moment of joy, to have some good memories. Maybe it's taking pictures and putting things together that are fun moments, and raising the vibration of the fun. So when people leave, you're like, wow, this was a great time. And there's always going to be chaos or havoc in a holiday. I mean,
and it's probably hard to do, because we've done, you actually started this tradition. I don't know when, but you have everyone go around the table and share something they're grateful for.
Absolutely.
For the year, for the day, the month, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or for the year, I guess we do at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that wasn't a tradition that I had. So I remember the first year, my son sitting there going, I guess my mom, or something to that effect. But it's kind of a fun tradition just to reflect. Mm-hmm. And that in itself raises your vibration,
yeah.
and makes it a little more joyful, mm-hmm. at the time, even when you're having a tough time.
Well, I think if we look at the actual Thanksgiving holiday, where it's from, it's not really the best of history of the holiday, you know.
I mean, it's turned into just a
celebration.
Day of things.
Yeah, day of things. And some people are religious, so they're going to bring in their traditions of religion and mm-hmm. faith. And some people, like you and I, we're not religious, we're spiritual. So for us, it's bringing in something spiritual, mm-hmm. that is honoring the moment that everyone gets to get together and honor each other. Mm-hmm. And as I'm thinking about this, I think the other part is, when we get really hectic and busy, we forget our surroundings. And I always say, read the room. And so many times when you're in the holiday hustle and bustle, people are just clueless, is the best word I'm going to come with.
Yeah.
Think about when you're out and about, and whether you're driving or you're at the store or you're working in, you know, some kind of environment, is to honor those individuals that are working behind the scenes. So if you're at a checkout, or you're working with someone as the cashiers that are, they still call them cashiers, I'm assuming that, but really thanking them for doing their job, you know, start paying forward and let people know you really appreciate mm-hmm. their service, because I think they just get abused and people can't find things, or what the cost is, or what they're checking out. They're looking at how much they're spending. And if you can appreciate the person that is being of service to you, mm-hmm. and to do that, that's going to be some good energy in that person. And I know I've done it a lot of times, and they're going, thanks. They just kind of look at you like, wow, someone really acknowledged this. It might be taking back the shopping carts or picking up trash while you're going to the store or coming out.
Tipping the guy who fills your tires.
Yes.
Discount tires. Yeah.
You know, here in Colorado, you know, the tires get a little bit low in the winter. Winter. And so when Dana was getting my son's actually tires filled, and ours as well, you know, we tip them, and you don't see anyone tipping them. And it's, we don't have to get out of the car, and this is how they make their money. So have a few extra bucks on you. Mm-hmm. Really be thankful for those individuals.
The young man yesterday, he looked like he was 16, maybe. He might have been 18, but he looked so young. And we handed him a $20 bill, and you could see his eyes light up. He didn't really say anything, but I don't think he knew how to react.
Well, the car
is fun to give that sort of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been wanting to do is do a little, some sort of either Ziploc bag, which probably is not good for the vibe, but maybe paper bag, and put some goodies in it for anyone you see that's homeless or someone that could use, yeah, struggling, and just hand it to them, like, how, you know, have it prepared and have those little gifts out. Now, again, this is spending money, but putting that energy of joy out there for others. And I will tell you, when you look at someone that is surprised, you feel so good about that moment in time, mm-hmm. and you're going to receive that gift in return. Mm-hmm. So basically, for the next couple months, you're going to be
stressed.
You're going to look at your, you know, your bank balance. You're going to be thinking, oh, I forgot so-and-so. Oh, one big tip is always to have a few extra gifts wrapped up mm-hmm. that are generic, meaning male or female.
Yeah.
And just have them in case someone stops by. That's a big one. But I think too, like with certain things, if you make some great sweets, make those as gifts. I love those kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to go buy, but if you can make something.
Fudge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Dana's putting order in. Shilling the driveway fudge. Any other things?
Well, I'm the one that makes the fudge.
I think it's trying to find what works for you traditionally. And I also think that when you are wanting to meditate, if you do a craft or you make some kind of food, not kind of food, but you make food or something that would be a dessert of some sort, and you're giving that out, that's a great form of meditation and connecting with your community. Mm-hmm. And to make
the making of it.
The making of it. And then the joy of someone being surprised mm-hmm. that you did this. But I think also what you could do, coming up with some ideas here, is put some kind of intention in those gifts mm-hmm. of what you would want for that person to have for the year. So instead of doing a Christmas card, it could be some almost like a fortune cookie, but but some sort of saying with it that could be some different ones that you come up with.
That's a great idea.
That
you put in the packaging.
Yeah. And it could be something that you think about that person, but even things that you want them to feel and experience here, not only the rest of the year, but maybe the following year. And
Fortune
Christmas cookies, absolutely. But what I want you to do is think about how to de-stress yourself so that you can have the real peace and joy during this holiday season. Make it enjoyable. Not your whole family and friends are going to be on board and know that. Some of them are going to want that tradition. They're going to want things to be a certain way. And that's okay. But don't use all your energy coins for the entire season for those examples. And take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, do kind things for yourself. Let yourself sleep in if you can, or take time to meditate or breathe and sit back and just say, I can't control others, but what can I do for myself? So that's the key, is just focusing on what is the outcome that you desire, bottom line. Mm-hmm. Okay, set the example. So I want to remind everybody to sign up for my free dream course on my website, mm-hmm. debshever.com. And I have a new course that's going to be,
I think, this week.
This week. So look for that. So go to my website.
Signs from your loved ones.
Who doesn't want signs?
Sign Accelerator.
Yes. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it inspired you. If you enjoyed our conversation, make sure you subscribe so that you get notified of new episodes. And let's get connected. Visit debshever.com for more insights, support, workshops, and a book a session with me. And finally, always remember, your loved ones in spirit are just a thought away. Even though they're on the other side, they're always by your side.